From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 11th day of September, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service in Albany remains in effect for northwestern Connecticut and southern Berkshires, the central southern Catskills, central and southern Taconics, and the mid-Hudson Valley. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours on Wednesday. Any thunderstorms will be capable of producing damaging winds and hail. In addition, thunderstorms will be capable of producing heavy rainfall, which may cause minor flooding from poor drainage in urban or low-lying areas. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It will be sunny with a high near 91 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 p.m., with increasing clouds and a low around 69 degrees. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is the local news. Yesterday was primary day, so at the top of the news are the primary election results. In Greene County, for the county committee in Athens District 2 Republican race, the four winners are John P. Farrell Jr. with 50 votes, Marilyn Farrell with 46, Anthony T. Pulch with 46, Herbert M. Blaisworth with 35. Also receiving votes was Fred W. Diedrich II, who received 29. For the Athens Town Supervisor Independence Party race, Joseph B. Erica came out on top with 14 votes. For the County Committee Prattsville District, the top four are David W. Martin with 84, Joyce Peckham with 83, Dennis Hull with 71, and Carol G. Bellamy with 71. Also receiving votes were Greg T. Cross with 69, Antoinette Hull with 66, James A. Young with 65, and Kenneth Morrow with 57. The new Baltimore Town Supervisor Independent Party race was write-in only, and with 50% of the votes reporting, DeLaSante has 6, O'Rourke 4, Russo 1, and Jordan 1. New Baltimore Tax Collector for the Republican race with 50% of the machines reporting, Sally Ann Russo's on top with 116. Also receiving votes, Diane A. Jordan with 78. For Windham Town Supervisor Independent Party race, Stacey M. Post is on top with 18, also receiving votes Stephen Walker with 2. And finally for Greene County, the Windham Town Council Independent Party race, with 100% reporting, the top two are Erica L. Reagan with 15 votes and Edward D. Shanley with 8. Also receiving votes was Bob Pelham with 3 and Wayne Van Villen with 3. And now Columbia County. For the Columbia County Sheriff's Office Republican primary, David Bartlett came out on top with 2,567 votes. That's 73%. Gary Mazzucano received 942 votes, or 27%. For Gallatin Town Supervisor, Thomas M. Garrick came out on top on the independence line with 20% of the vote and on the conservative line with 70% of the vote. For Stuyvesant Supervisor Independence Primary, Ronald L. Knott was selected with 79% of the vote. Livingston Town Clerk, Tax Collector, Conservative Primary, Cynthia Hapman got the nod with 36% of the vote. The other 64% were all write-in. Stuyvesant Town Clerk Tax Collector Independence Primary, Melissa A. Nagelli won with 83% of the vote. The two winners for Stuyvesant Town Council Independence Primary were Brian K. Chitterden and Edward W. Scott. For Stockport Town Council Conservative Primary, Kathleen A. Hamm was the winner. A write-in won for the Independence Primary Stockport Town Council. For Stuyvesant Town Justice on the Independence line, it was Carrie O'Hara and Joseph A. Bruno. In Copeg, Glenn R. Schimmerhorn was the choice for the Independence Primary. For the Gatlin Republican Committee, it was John F. Patterson, Louis E. Glam, and Eric Mortensen. You can see the rest of the results for Ulster and Albany County on the WGXC website, WGXC.org. In other news, the Coxsackie Highway Garage project has moved forward. Melanie Lakosovic is reporting in the Daily Mail that construction on the new highway garage in Coxsackie may soon move into the next phase with the hiring of a construction manager. The construction manager will prepare the project bids and oversee the process. The project has been in the works for years and until last year was put on the back burner because of the $3 million price tag. After the Greene County Legislature threatened to demand the return of the property, town officials renewed their efforts to move the project forward, but with a reduced budget of $1.5 million. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. And in our final story, the CLC will hold farm leasing workshops. The Register Star is reporting that the Columbia Land Conservancy Down to Earth Workshop Series featuring farmland leasing workshops is set to begin on September the 19th. The workshop is intended to help farmers and landowners interested in leasing farmland learn how to establish successful long-term rental relationships. The program partner is the Dutchess Land Conservancy. The Farmland Leasing 101 workshop will be held Saturday, September the 19th at the Farm Credit East Building. located on Route 9H in Claverick. Other down-to-earth workshops to be offered this fall include the Farm Financing Course and an introduction to the new Conserve a Local Farm program. Information on these programs are available at clctrust.org. As for the weather, the hazardous weather outlook remains in effect for our area. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours, on Wednesday. Any thunderstorm will be capable of producing damaging winds and hail. In addition, thunderstorms will be capable of producing heavy rainfall, which may cause minor flooding from poor drainage in urban and low-lying areas. For today, the National Weather Service is forecasting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be sunny with a high near 91. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 9 p.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 69. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms mainly before 5 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. The temperature high will be 81 degrees. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 8 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 58. On Friday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 44. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:11 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 38 minutes, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, the 11th day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.